The council's harbor rate discussion Monday night was much more about process than it was about harbor rates themselves. The city administration had proposed a change to city code that would allow the city council to pass a harbor rate increase by resolution, a quicker process which only requires one vote of the council. That's opposed to the three council votes or readings required for an ordinance, which typically takes several meetings to complete. Councilors Bob Nilsen, Mark Jensen, and Melinda Hofstad all spoke against the process change.
I can't support this. The reason I can't support it is I like the going ordinance because it comes up three times, three readings. The second reading is usually a public hearing that the public can be involved in, and this process has worked for a lot of years, and I see no reason to change it now.
I'm not against the raise in the rates, but I think it should go through the longer public process.
A resolution is more of a recommendation, and an ordinance is law. Ordinances are safeguards because they have three readings and at least one mandated public hearing, although you could have a public hearing with a resolution. An ordinance requires one, and it absolutely mandates public participation.
No one on the council spoke in support of changing harbor rates by resolution. City Manager Richard Underkoffler, who had proposed the change, didn't argue the point. Instead, he put forward what he called Plan B. He asked the council to substitute language to approve the rate increase measure itself in first reading. That way, the council would be able to get through the other required readings by the beginning of May in time to collect higher fees from visiting tour ships as well as launch ramp permit holders.
The reason I'm asking for this is that there's any number of user charges at the harbor that really should be adjusted effective May 1st.
But the substitute language drew objections from Councillor Hofstad because the council had not advertised it would be voting on the actual increase Monday night, just the process change from an ordinance to a resolution. She questioned Mayor Al Dwyer about it.
I'm sorry. This is not... My point of order is this is really... We never noticed this to the public, that this is what we were going to be discussing tonight.
Well, that's why there's three readings on something, on an ordinance. That's why you have the three readings.
There you go.
You could bring up...
You're the person who judges whether this is right or not, Al. But
well, it's right only because...
If we take all of the ordinance out, all the meat of the ordinance, and put a whole new meat in, that's legal to introduce it that way?
Yeah. Yes.
Dwyer argued that anyone can amend a motion such as this ordinance, replacing the proposed language with new language, and he noted this was only the first reading of the ordinance, and the measure would need two more readings, including a public hearing, before it would be finished. After some debate over how best to substitute the rate increase language, the council passed it 5-2, with Hofstad and Nilsen opposed, though both said they were not against the increase in moorage overall, but they did have some concerns.
I voted no on it because we really haven't had any discussion on it, on the fees, and that's why I voted no. I'm not against harbor rate increase, by the way. There's a couple of things in here that I don't like, and which we'll bring up at the second reading. But I wanted to explain to you that I wasn't voting no because I'm against the little harbor rate increase.
Along with the 6.5% increase in regular moorage rates, the ordinance also includes boosts in transient vessel and tour ship moorage fees, as well as hikes and fees for using the boat grids and the boat launch ramp. The city council last raised rates in late 2005 to $38 a foot, but after hearing concerns from some harbor users at the time, they reduced that to $32 a foot the following spring. That was despite warnings from the harbor board and staff, who said that the smaller increase would not generate enough revenue to cover the facility's costs. Today, roughly 2 years later, the harbor is still facing a shortfall, which is why the board recommended the current increase, which passed the council in its first reading Monday night. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.